And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 17th of September, 2009. It's the birthday of the filmmaker Baz Luhrmann, born on this day, 1962, Sydney, Australia. Grew up in a village in New South Wales, spent a lot of time watching movies. His mother was a ballroom dance teacher. One of his first movies was about the world of ballroom dance, Strictly Ballroom, 1992. And then he made a big popular version of Romeo and Juliet in 1996, which grossed almost $50 million. Luhrmann said, "What people forget is that Shakespeare was a restless entertainer. When he played the Elizabethan stage, he was basically dealing with an audience of 3,000 drunken punters who were selling pigs and geese in the stalls. He played to everyone from the street sweeper to the Queen of England, and his style was to have stand-up comedy one moment, a song, and then the highest tragedy right next to it. He was a rambunctious, sexy, violent, entertaining storyteller, and we've tried to be all those things." Today is Constitution Day in the United States. It was on this day, 1787, the final draft of the Constitution was signed. There were 55 delegates working on it. They'd been showing up day after day for almost 4 months in the State House in Philadelphia. 1862, on this day, the Battle of Antietam, in which more Americans died in one day than in any other day in our history. It took place near Sharpsburg, Maryland. Robert E. Lee hoping to get supplies and men in Maryland. The battle started at a cornfield, went on for 12 hours. The Confederate troops had the advantage at the beginning, but a Union scout found a copy of their battle plans. 12,000 Union soldiers died, almost 11,000 Confederates. It's the birthday of the writer Frank O'Connor, born in Cork, Ireland, 1903, grew up in poverty, dropped out of school at the age of 14, joined the Irish Republican Army for a few years, then became a librarian. He wrote plays and poetry and novels and biographies, but he's best known for his short stories, published in his Collected Stories of Frank O'Connor, 1981. And it's the birthday of William Carlos Williams, born Rutherford, New Jersey, 1883, who wrote, "It is difficult to get the news from poems, yet men die miserably every day for lack of what is found there." He worked in Rutherford as a doctor for his whole life and wrote poetry as well, up until his death at the age of 80. Here's a poem about William Carlos Williams, the physician poet, on his birthday, a poem by John A. Stone, entitled "Getting to Sleep in New Jersey." "Not 20 miles from where I work, William Williams wrote after dark, after the last baby was caught, knowing that what he really ought to do was sleep. Rutherford slept, while all night William Williams kept scratching at his prescription pad, dissecting the good lines from the bad. He tested the general question whether feet or butt or head first ever determines as well the length of labor of a poem. His work is over. Bones and guts and red wheelbarrows, the loneliness, and all the errors a heart can make, the other end of a stethoscope. Outside, the wind corners the house with a long crow. Silently, his contagious snow covers the banks of the Passaic River, where he walked once, full of fever, tracking his solitary way back to his office and the white day, a peculiar kind of bright-eyed bird, hungry for morning and the perfect word." Getting to Sleep in New Jersey by John A. Stone, from Music from Apartment 8, New and Selected Poems, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.